Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Shavaz Online is brought to you by Bahamas First General Insurance Company, The King, The Cleveland Clinic,
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Z Live. I'm Shababu Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on the on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. Me and the producer were playing a little bit of cat. Am I on? Am I not on? That was on me. So glad you could join us here today. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are pretty much the same. You can call us on 323-6232. Or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can also call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on cable Bahamas Channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. I read Fitch is a international rating agency like Moody's and Standard and Poor's, and they, like others, will follow, pay attention to the government fiscal or financial information to get a sense of the credit worthiness of the government of the Bahamas, meaning the extent to which people who lend to the government ought to feel better or worse about whether to lend to the government of the Bahamas based on their assessment of the financial standing, the credit worthiness of the government of the Bahamas. And they take account of your economic circumstances, just like somebody looking at your credit would look at how much income you make and whether you have steady income, because you might have a temporary job. And if I'm trying to lend you money over 2, 3, 4, 5 years, that's not going to be very helpful to your credit worthiness. But if you have a steady, stable job over years, then maybe that's more helpful. So I'm looking at your income, both in terms of how much you're making and how up or down that income tends to be. Similarly, then the rating agencies look at the economy of the Bahamas, which is where the government of the Bahamas is ultimately going to draw its taxes on from the people of the Bahamas, because if the economy of the Bahamas isn't doing well, then you're going to have unemployment, and that's going to mean less people with income, and that's going to be reduced income for the government. Businesses are going to have less income and so forth and so forth. So they look at the economy. They look at the government's indebtedness and obligations to have to pay debt and what that is going to mean in the context of the economic environment, among other things. Well, the government of the Bahamas said to you and I and the world that it expects to produce a surplus of $75 million last fiscal year that ended in June 30th of this year, and expects to make a surplus of $220 million this fiscal year, which will end next year, June, at the end of June. Fitch says, no, the government's going to have a small deficit. Now, Fitch says the government's going to have a small deficit, but essentially what they're saying is the government is going to be off its mark by over $200 million. I mean, think about that for a moment. They're saying, based on their forecast, the government of the Bahamas projecting $200 million in surplus is going to be off by $200+ million because they're projecting a deficit. They're not even projecting the $75 million surplus the government says it's going to have last year, they're saying the government ain't got no $200 million surplus. It's going to have a deficit. Now, there's lots to say about this, but this is interesting. This is interesting because here's why it's interesting. Because when Fitch and those say something positive about the government pounces on it. The government gets on the news, gets in the parliament, and the government will say, oh, we're doing great. Look, even Fitch does say so. Even the credit rating agencies say so. Even the world, the international community says so. You go and check it out. You go and look at the ministers, the Minister of Finance's comments. You go and look at the Prime Minister's comments in the past. You go look at any minister. They pounce on. Oh, these people are just raving about what we have done. Okay, fair enough. Right? Fair enough. If the ratings agency give you an uptick and say you go from unstable to stable, oh, it means our policies are working. It means that our efforts are reaping benefits, etc. Well, okay. So you want me to listen to the ratings agencies? Well, Fitch says, I do not agree with you. We don't see what you see in the way of us. We don't see that you are going to have a $200 million surplus. We don't see you having a surplus at all. I mean, think about this now. We do not see you having any surplus. In fact, we see you having a deficit. Now, I have to also add, if Fitch doesn't see the government having a surplus this year, there's not a possible chance in Hades that the government was seen as having a surplus last year. Not good, right? So what does the government get to say about that now? See, this is why we have to be careful how we trade on these information, right? Because I imagine now the government might say it disagrees with Fitch. Okay, fair enough. That's possible. Now, mind you, I remember when I disagreed with Standard & Poor's, when they came up with some comments about the government of the Bahamas when I was Minister of State for Finance, pounced on us. What? Now you're rowing the international ratings agencies? I mean, you could go and look in the newspapers and see all the comments that were made. Because me and Prime Minister Ingram disagreed with them. In fact, we disagreed with the IMF on occasions. Oh, and the PLP pounced on us. Pounced on us. How dare you? How dare you? You smarter than them? Well, we were right, actually, in many of those instances, right? Anyways, so you trade on this stuff, and you go and tell the world, you go and tell the Bahamas, oh, look what they're saying about us. But look at what they're saying now. So when should Bahamians believe these international ratings agencies? When should Bahamians believe international ratings agencies? When they say something positive about the government and the government says, yes, that's true? Or when they say something negative and the government says what? No, we don't agree with you. When should Bahamians believe ratings agencies? How should you handle this information, given that you have an international credit rating agency who is saying to the government of the Bahamas, we do not agree with you. We do not support your forecast of a surplus this fiscal year. We do not agree with you. In fact, we think you are dead wrong. You can actually have a deficit, not no surplus. How do you deal with that? How do you handle that? What are you supposed to believe as a citizen? If you're a businessman, how do you absorb that information? Because when the government says it's going to have a surplus, it puts that out there for a reason. Why? Right? They want people to believe that because that says something. That is supposed to provide some positive context to all the government is doing. It's fiscal consolidation and quote effort, as we like to put it. That says something. But here you have an agency says, no, you're not going to get a surplus. You're going to have a deficit. Now, why should we believe them over our government? Or why should we believe our government over them? Why should we believe them over our government, or why should we believe the government over them when the government refers to them very often when the government wants to tell us where the proof and evidence is of what they are doing? How should we deal with that? I'm asking you. What's the real deal about the Bahamian economy? What's the real deal about the government's finances? How should you take that? The Nassau Guardian has an article about this morning, pointing out the very same thing. The article was written by Candia Deems, and the article says that rating agency projects a deficit, and says that the credit ratings agency Fitch Ratings is projecting that while the Davis administration is broadly moving forward toward fiscal consolidation with declining debt, it will achieve a deficit in the current fiscal year of $64 million and not $223.1 million surplus as forecasted. Now, I don't know what declining debt is. I don't know that statement. I don't think the Bahamas' debt is not declining. Its national debt is not declining. That's not so. What is declining is its debt to GDP ratio. Okay, so you can argue the extent to its indebtedness in the context of its income is declining. But the debt, the national debt is not declining unless the government actually pays down that debt and reduces the overall balance. The national debt is not, right? And I don't know that to be happening. Maybe I missed something, but the debt to GDP ratio is declining, and that could decline because your income could rise relative to the debt, even. But it is true. And we have to always put this in context. And Fitch did. If you read Fitch's report, it did. Relative to the pandemic, the government's financial situation is better. But relative to pre-pandemic, it's not better. It is not. The government of the prior to the pandemic, prior to Dorian, the Minnis administration GFS deficit was headed toward 2% or under. Toward 2% or under. The GFS deficit now, the GFS deficit, as Fitch points out, was still around 5 or thereabouts. And by their calculation, that's what it would be. So relative to the pandemic, which was an unusual, extraordinary period of economic times for the Bahamas, it's hard. It really says very little to say that we're better off than we were in the pandemic. Can I say that again closely for you? That's like saying my company shut down for renovations for 6 months and furloughed all of us. And so once that happens, you got no income coming in. And then when the company picks back up, brings you on, and your income is now 1,000% better than it was when the company was furloughed, you're comparing yourself being better off than you were when it was furloughed. Of course, you're better off, but it was an extraordinary circumstance. Are you better off prior to the furlough? That's the question, right? And so when you look at the metrics of the Bahamas, it's hard to make an argument that at the very least, we are maybe as good off as we are, or at best, we are as good off as we were pre-pandemic. But at worst, we're not better off than we were pre-pandemic. But pandemic, there's an argument and a case could be made. No, not even an argument, a case. There is definitely a case to be made for being better off than we were in the pandemic. That's for sure. All right. So how do you deal with this Fitch report that has said to the government square in the eyes, no, we don't see you have enough of a surplus this fiscal year. This the whole budget been presented, you know. This the whole communication made by the Minister of Finance, you know. This the whole case been made by the Prime Minister, the First Lord of the Treasury, you know. And all are bragging for the first time in the history of the Bahamas. What say ye? We're going to take a break. After the break, we'll come back. I'll tell you what I think after this break.
Did you know that world-class Medtric flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in telephone 302-2361.
Hungry for some serious beef? Then get ready, because Burger King Nassau is bringing back the double quarter pound king. That's a full half pound of flame grilled beef, topped with melty cheese, tangy mustard, cooked onions, served on a toasty bun. Classic style, big flavor, big protein, big satisfaction. Get your double quarter pound king meal with medium fries and a drink for only $10.35. More food, less money, only at Burger King Nassau.
Tasha, what you saying?
Girl, Rachel, rushing to cash JS Johnson. I gotta renew my insurance.
Oh, I would JS straight too, but I don't wait in line. I pay online.
Stop it. How you do that?
Just email info@jsjohnson.com and say, sign me up for the online service center. They'll reach out and hook you up. You ain't never gonna have to stand in line again.
Amen to that.
Save time. Pay online. Sign up for JS Johnson's online service center today.
School medicals don't have to be scary. At Premier Clinical Laboratory, our pediatric phlebotomy team makes every visit stress-free. Tiny arms get tender care. That's our promise. Visit us in Nassau on Collins Avenue, Carmichael Road, and Prince Charles, or in Freeport and Abaco with services available to other islands. We accept NHI and private insurance. 52030 today. Premier Clinical Laboratory. Testing done right.
It may be hot outside, but you can stay cool knowing BOB is backing your summer plans. That's because summer starts with Bank of the Bahamas.
Whether you're paying school fees, planning home improvements, or taking a much-needed vacation, BOB offers the lowest consumer loan rate in the country, and we will beat any rate offered by 1%.
So don't sweat the small stuff. Let BOB help you take care of business so you can get to summer fun. Apply for your BOB summer loan today.
BOB, your bank of solutions.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
At Everybody Wins Live, the winning is bigger, the action is hotter, and the excitement never stops. Thousands in cash and free spins every month through our high-paying casino tournament. From spin-off to spin rush to our high-energy slot race tournament, your next spin can turn into your next payday. But that's not all. Lottery players can chase the jackpot, where every $10 lottery spend gets you one step closer to bursting the next jackpot. Will you be our next winner? What are you waiting for? Visit Everybody Wins Live to see all the ways you can cash in.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon, June 22nd. I'm live, just in case you didn't know today. But we were talking about Fitch's forecast that the government will have a deficit and not a surplus in the upcoming fiscal year. And I was wondering how you, like yourself, square that information. You know, the government oftentimes quotes these credit rating agencies when they say anything positive to us. The government uses them as a means of confirming that things are working as they intended to work and things are moving in their direction. Prime Minister Davis has referred to Fitch on any number of occasions positively in respect of things Fitch has said about the government's efforts. But now Fitch is saying, you know, yeah, you went ahead and you made your preparations for the budget and you did all your forecasting and you did all of your modeling and all that kind of stuff. But we do not agree. We do not agree that you get a surplus. Think about this, what that means. If you are projecting a $224 million, as an example, surplus, if somebody says you're getting a deficit, what they're doing is they're erasing all of your $200 million and saying on top of that, you are even going to spend above what you get more than that. So they are to the government isn't even close. They're not even close. They're not even saying, no, you might make a $10 million surplus. They're not saying that at all. They're saying you're not going to have any surplus. In fact, you're going to have a deficit. So this text says, it is amazing that anything negative about this government will discuss this show at length. Under this administration, downgrades is a thing of the past, but not a word from you. This government has proven time and time again that they are growing this economy and people live, our lives are better. I am from Exuma, and there isn't an Exumian who could say their lives has been 5 years. Hasn't. I think you want to say it hasn't. See, I'm correcting. Even though you are lying about what I do on the show, and I'm using that word, even though you are lying about what I'm doing on the show, I'm even correcting you because you were so excited to lie about what I do on the show, you didn't even take the time to properly write what you wanted to write. And so I'm correcting it so that I don't participate with you in telling lies. All right? So I want you to say what you really want to say. So what you're saying is, I am from Exuma, and there isn't an Exumian who could say, see, this is what you say, they're alive. This is what you're saying has improved since 5 years ago. That facts. You don't want to say that. That's not what you want to say. What you want to say is you're an Exumian, and there isn't an Exumian who could say that their lives has not improved since 5 years ago. That's what you really want to say. And so I'm helping you. okay? Even though I know that you're telling lies on us, right? I have done shows where I indicate anybody who, and anyone who's listening to the show who has heard me say this can text and tell, say, I have said, anyone who says the economy of the Bahamas isn't better off today than it was pre-pandemic, et cetera, I said, is actually just denying the facts. I said that, right? But that doesn't matter to you. You obviously support the government and anybody who now, see, why don't you cuss Fitch? See, you mad with me, but I didn't write that tell Fitch what to say about the deficit. But you want me to ignore it. You want me to ignore it. The newspaper reports on it, but you want me to ignore it because we don't report on current news. We just go around praising the government all day. That's what we do. That's our job on these shows, to help you feel better about your government and our government, right? This text says, everybody's trying to entrap us with facts. This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. You said that today is Thursday, it's Wednesday. Yeah, I corrected that. Today is Wednesday for sure. All right. But here again, the question is how to reconcile what is in fact the case, you know? Now, someone has sent me a voice message, but I can't listen to the voice message now because I'm on the air. But I'd love to get your thoughts if you want to text it, okay? So let me tell you how to square this stuff. This is how you can square it. When these rating agency assessment, you treat their assessment as a point on the map, okay? A case of the case, and you can take account of it and you go, okay, they're saying there's gonna be a deficit. Are there other sources that I might look to for evidence of whether the government will have a surplus or a deficit? So they just become another part of it. You don't do what sometimes the government does and goes and rants and raves about these things as if this is the beyond what some might do too, which is what I am not doing today. See, someone texted here crying about what I'm doing today, but I never said Fitch is right. I never said Fitch is correct. I never said that. Not one single time. I never said anybody should believe Fitch. but you see, this is when our politics, it's got our hearts and our heads so twisted, we can't even allow. Okay, welcome back. All right, so no one can get me to say that the government will have a deficit simply because Fitch says so. But it is noteworthy that it says so, okay? And since the government refers to Fitch, others who refer to Fitch might refer to Fitch and say, well, Fitch is saying the government won't have a surplus. Frankly, the government could have a surplus any day it wishes. It could have a real surplus by cutting expenses, or it could have a virtual surplus by holding back expenses for a fiscal year and carrying them over into a new fiscal year so that the numbers produce a surplus. So that doesn't impress me. When your bills are being paid regularly, right? And when you are able to have vendors and them not suspending your account, when you are able to have vendors and them saying that they're paid, the nurses, the doctors, the teachers, or whoever else they might be, then, well, now you're in a different ball of wax. You're in a different space and place. And so, again, there's other things that I would look for if I am inclined to believe that the government is running a true surplus. And to be honest with you right now today, there's nothing that the government to me that says to me it is running a true surplus. Now, am I going to say when the government says I have a surplus based on its book numbers that it doesn't? No, I won't say that. I won't say that. But there is something that I believe to be a true surplus. And I don't think the government of the Bahamas has ever arrived at that. Not Selinden, not Ingram, not Christie, not Minnis, and not the Davis administration. We have never in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas had a true surplus. Never, ever, ever, ever. On the current account, we have had true surpluses. But overall overall surplus, never in the history of the Bahamas. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, Lang, it's hard to understand a D person that Exumian is confused. Not only confused, but represents what happens far too. See, let me be clear that those of us who are talk show hosts, we are not. Like we don't have an obligation to speak for the government or speak against the government. We don't have an obligation to speak for the opposition or speak against the opposition. We are human beings and persons. We have our thoughts about the world.
We
try to share what we can to make sure people are informed. But if you are sitting home listening to these shows, listening to this show, and every time somebody says something that you think makes your government look bad or make your opposition look bad, or you get excited when somebody says something that makes your government look good or opposition look good, that's on you. That has nothing to do with the host and nothing to do with the show. So I don't know what the person's academic standing is, and that doesn't matter to me. I'm just saying, don't get me mixed up in your confusion. That's what I'm saying. This text says, in May, Halkita said they were on target for a $75 million surplus. Well, at least they get the number right. The only difference is the sign, B+. again, if the government is a document that says it has a surplus of $75 million last year, I want you to be sure that that's not going to impress me. I'm serious. I'm being dead serious. It won't impress me because, okay, let me say this. I'm going to say this as bluntly as I can. You, when you're closing out a fiscal year, so by closing out, I mean, when you say these are going to be my final revenue numbers, which the government of the Bahamas actually does, you don't have to match revenue or expenses with the actual period. And so so you can let me use kind words, you can manage the numbers to produce a result, and you won't be lying. You would the number out, and that's possible. Okay, producer, I don't know that we can get better than this. So maybe let's take a break and let's see if you could come back to me through another channel so that we could secure the connections.
You're not alone. All up if you feel like you.
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program, Living Options, assists with coordinating travel and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the Gold Package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold Package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Wendy's is spicing things up this summer with the new Jalapeno Ranch Cheeseburger. A hot, juicy beef patty topped with spicy jalapenos, creamy ranch sauce, melted cheese, and fresh toppings for the perfect balance of cool and spicy. Every bite brings bold flavor that keeps you coming back for more. Turn up the flavor with the new Jalapeno Ranch Cheeseburger at Wendy's today. Available for a limited time only.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Say you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday. Thank you for joining us. If you want to give us a call, and I'd like to hear from you, you could tell me what you think about what we're talking about today regarding Fitch's forecast that the government of the Bahamas will not have a surplus, whether you believe that or not. As I indicated before, I don't believe the Commonwealth of the Bahamas has ever had, and I don't believe it's going to have no time zone, a real, true surplus. It will not. You can't have a surplus and you got all kind of people you owe who running behind you for money, and you can't pay them. Not you won't pay them. You can't pay them now. It's curious to me. It remains curious to me. That the government of the Bahamas says, Minister of Finance, that says it parked $700 million in excess borrowing into the National Investment Fund, while you have any number of things outstanding requiring payments. But that's but as long as you've got people running and chasing you down, as long as you have people chasing you down for payment, it's going to be hard for you to convince me that you are running a surplus. That's just the truth. Now, if you see something different, you can let me know. The government of the Bahamas, interestingly enough, in that report of Fitch says that the government says it's going to use its surplus to improve its cash balances. You heard those words? It's going to use that to improve its cash balances. Why? Because the truth of the matter is the government's cash flow is not good. It's not good. Why do you have people complaining that they're not getting paid? You don't have the cash. Why do you have people suspending your insurance service? You don't have the cash. You have contractors not performing AC work on clinics because they're not being paid, because you don't have the cash. Why would any government not pay somebody if it has the cash? Right? So that's not even rocket science for me. That's not even something difficult for me to figure out. Right? The government of the Bahamas has a serious cash flow problem. How do you get a cash flow problem? And what is amazing is the government of the Bahamas has a cash flow problem, notwithstanding the Minister of Finance and the Financial Secretary has indicated that the government of the Bahamas has had extraordinary increases in revenue, to the tune of 20% increases in revenue. All right, historic increases in revenue. The highest increase, the highest revenue intake in the history of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. How do you have a cash flow problem when you have historic levels of revenue? Because you have historic levels of spending. Historic levels of spending. When you are spending above what you earn and what you get, then you're going to have cash flow issues because the government's cash doesn't come in evenly. It's not as if that cash is sitting in the bank every single day at the same point. You have to make payroll every month. That's $60 plus million. You have to make debt payments. That's interest payments in particular. That's $60 plus million. And so you're having to make these extraordinary payments every month, but your cash isn't in the bank every month. And on top of that, you're contracting to do this and contracting to do that. And the result is you end up having a cash shortfall. And who pays the price for it? The vendors who are waiting for payment. So what the government does is it pays some people a little bit here, a little bit there, a little something here, a little something there. And of course, judgments are being made about who to pay and who not to pay. And so you end up with a cash flow problem. When you are running a true surplus, that's not going to be your issue. You're not going to be having that problem. So I mean, for political purposes, for fiscal optics, we can say these things about what we are, what our finances and financial situation is, but the reality is something far different. And knowing what I know, and having been where I've been, I know better, right? And I don't understand, quite frankly, what the challenge is, because the government can say to Bahamians any day and every day, these are our financial circumstances. And if you are not mismanaging money, if you are not misappropriating money, then if your circumstances aren't ideal, so what? It is what it is. People know that in their own personal lives. They know that, well, I'm not overspending here for things I shouldn't be spending on. I'm not wasting money. So if I'm in a tight situation, well, it's tight. Children's school fees are due. This is due. That's due. That's not going to embarrass me to say. Sometimes you can't pay. Sometimes you can't pay all. Who doesn't know that? Who doesn't understand that? So we love very often in politics to provide these optics to people that we're doing such an extraordinary job. Let me tell you something. The government of the Bahamas, past and present, can count on its one hand the years in which it has done an extraordinary job, fiscally speaking. There have been periods, mind you, but it's not extraordinary. That's not so. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. It fits right. I don't know. What I do know is the government could make Fitch wrong easily. Easily make Fitch wrong. But that doesn't mean that it would have achieved what I refer to as a true surplus. If you're an adult in the Bahamas, and you've been an adult for a little while, and you've been running a home, and you've been having to manage a budget, you know when your financial situation is true. You know it. You don't call yourself having a great financial situation and pecking on your light bill, pecking on your water bill. The mortgage might be running behind a month or so. And even though you have money in the bank, you know the things, these things, notwithstanding the couple of dollars you have in the bank. That's not how true financial situations are. The economy of the Bahamas remains, at best, modestly performing, at best. Now, don't get me wrong.
for some Bahamians, the economy of the Bahamas is doing extraordinarily well. Extraordinarily well. Some of those Bahamians are politically tied in, some are not politically tied in. They're doing extraordinarily well. But if you look at the numbers across the board, the economy of the Bahamas is doing, at best, modestly well. At best. If you have an unemployment, you know, you have wages that are stagnant. You have government cash flow that's tight. The economy of Bahamas is no one should say it's bad. I don't think that's a right description at all. But I wouldn't call it extraordinarily good either. At best, modestly well. That's my assessment of it. Says that if the government prioritizes maintenance of what they purchase, they would see huge savings. Naming people, for example, RBDF, police force, that can get you some places. I don't know how many places it can get you, but it can get you somewhere. So we have some ways to go if we are to produce an economy that really performs for the benefit of a larger number of Bahamians. Too many young Bahamians remain outside the loop in terms of what the Bahamian economy produces for them. Too many see any significant improvements in their financial circumstances, despite what the Exumian said. And he said, no Exumian can say their life is better off. Boy, I would query that. I mean, there are people who don't see improvements, not because of the government of the Bahamas, but sometimes just because of their own circumstances and their own decisions. But, you know, Exumians can speak for themselves. Yeah, at least what they think could happen. Texas de Chicago is the government and bankrupt, and they may be like other Caribbean countries in the past. No. Let me say this again. The government of the Bahamas isn't broke by the definition, meaning it can't find any cash whatsoever to pay its bills. No, the government of the Bahamas isn't bankrupt. I recall a time when a opposition member of parliament, Ryan Pinder, and they said that he was Minister of State for Finance. He said that the government of the Bahamas was bankrupt. He said that. And I refuted it in the House of Assembly and castigated him for saying such a thing. And I would not say such a thing. The government of the Bahamas is broke and it is bankrupt and doesn't need to go on an IMF program, in my assessment, at all. No. It does have financial difficulties, born, I think, sometimes of poor spending practices, poor cash management, but I do not believe that it's broke and needs to go on an IMF program. He says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Not sure. Okay, yeah. So I'm not joining that chorus. I'm not joining that group of people who have a tendency because they don't like the government things about the circumstances of the country. I'm not doing that. Right? I want us to have a fair assessment of what the country's situation is. And to do that, we have to look at the numbers. We have to see Fitch. For some of these people, it's Fitch, BLB, or FNM. Fitch and BLB or FNM. All they do is they look at the numbers based on their own modeling, and they provide an assessment what they think the situation is. And that's what I try to do too. And so long as I be able to do that, I will make as fair assessment as I can. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, call him and listen to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I'm happy that you're having this conversation, because I know a few times I called and when you spoke about the finances the balance sheet of the country, and you know, we agreed that based on what was happening that we know we're gonna have a surplus. But what I think is what really get me is the government, the fact that they also knew this, but then they would come publicly at these statements as if they are facts. Okay, and now I know by law the government has a duty now in terms of not meeting their fiscal, because now that they were saying that they was gonna have a surplus of X amount of dollars, but they didn't have it. Now they have to show a plan according to law of how to fix.
Well, we don't know that the government won't have a surplus. We don't know that. We have not seen the final results of the fiscal year 2025, 2026 yet. And the fiscal year 2026, 2027 doesn't end until next year. So we don't know that yet.
Well, I'm not too certain. I'm not too concerned about the 2026 to 2027 forecast, because that's still ain't actual.
Right.
But I know that
right.
The numbers for May have been released, and I think the numbers for April have been released. I don't think the numbers for June and July for June has been released as yet. But just of those numbers, the numbers was deficits. They was more spending than they brought in, and then the amount of money is according to last year, they brought in less money, so revenue is actually slower in intake for this year pending. You see?
Yeah,
and so,
but we gotta see what they produce in terms of the numbers. As I indicated to you, let's suppose I'm running a deficit of $100 million. Do you know, as Minister of Finance, I can tell ministries and departments, okay, you hold back that money, we're not gonna pay that till next year, you hold back that money. And I can find $100 million worth of spending that I put in the next year and then up my budget balance this year. I can do that.
I have no problem, but then when you talk about it, it can still show up in your next year forecast. So you still have to show how you go.
Yeah. And then next year I do the same thing, and I keep kicking the can.
You're only carrying on it. You're only passing on it there to the year. Yeah, but you still ain't solving the problem, and that's what the problem
is.
We want them to come in, produce a plan that shows how they can generate additional income, so they can offset the debt. Because they ain't like they ain't borrowing. Because think about it, they have revenues that they have. And yet they still borrowing for projects that run through taxes. They don't know what they're really doing. You see, so that's how I feel. I feel like they have money allocated and then they borrow for the same thing, but then they put us on the debt and they run away with the monies that they already had allocated. This is in my limited knowledge in terms of how we just never been able to meet our numbers, but we are generating a lot of revenues from taxes. And like the government have to make money elsewhere. They have just, that's a resource. Now VAT became another additional stream of income on top of everything else, and so all that now is we have to determine what we could do, because more than just them, in my mind, if you're in a city or country where you're using the same people to try solve a problem after 15 years and it ain't getting solved, I would think you would want to try other people regardless of the decision or the choices they make, because we want success. You know, business ain't about feeling. You know?
I got you, brother.
I appreciate your time and myself.
Thank you, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, pay our respects to our sponsors, and when we come back, if he's here, we'll talk to you know who. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch today's Uniform Centers Buy 4, Get 1 free sale.
pre-monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants. Embroidery and monogramming done. Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back-to-school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back-to-school special. Restrictions apply.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson, Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with a loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games. Brand new luggage from Brass and Leather. 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free ticket is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. So glad you could join us. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. If you want to text us, you can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are, of course, able to be contacted from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You know, the last text talked about problems we have been trying to solve for the last 15 years or so, and if we can't solve them, maybe we should go and bring in people who could solve them. And as a principle, that's true. But what is the problem exactly we've been trying to solve, say, for the last 15 years that we can't solve when it comes to our financial or fiscal situation? Is it deficit spending? Deficit spending is the norm in the world. The norm. You can go to any major developed country in the world, the United States of America, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, all the major ones. And they are all running deficit. They're all deficit spending. They are not running around telling people that we can produce a surplus next year. Right? So what exactly is the problem? The problem is running deficits that are extraordinary in comparison to the growth of your economy. That's really the real problem. But there is a sustainable level of deficit spending that most economies endure and still are able to develop and thrive, benefit from the government's behavior. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, call if you're listening to you.
Hey, Chivago, that's Hanchel again. I just want to make one quick correction. No, when I said that the government persons, I was not referring to persons outside of the country. I'm talking about myself and others who are qualified also in areas that because we are not PLP or FNM or whomever, they may overlook us regardless if even if our communication makes sense, that provides some understanding that we know what we are saying, and perhaps they should consider some of our opinions. And at the end of the day, because they don't use it, but we're out there in public domain showing them their inconsistencies and discrepancies and their challenges, and they're creating solutions for them, but they're acting as if they don't exist, and they're failing at what they're doing. And so I'm only saying to them, we have persons myself who can help our country regardless of our choices to be
supportive. Except the way it works is I can only accept your help if I want your help, though.
I appreciate that. You're right. But don't let pride cost us. Don't let pride cost us because we our eyes open and they're not doing a really good job. And so why would you continue to act as if you're doing something right and people on the eating you up?
but except though, to be honest with you, I mean, let's be clear though. Balance in the budget, there ain't no specialization and no specialty skills required. I mean, you got mothers and fathers doing that every day. That's a decision making process.
I would agree to an extent because there's some technicality that you should have in terms of
No. I'm not even letting you do that. No, sir.
Yeah, okay, so then if that's the case then that means the persons we are electing aren't good at what they're doing then.
Okay, that's nonsense. Let me tell you why it's not. Let me tell you why. Do you know that our deficits have been planned deficits? They weren't accidents. We planned them. We planned to run a deficit. No, that's not worse. That's your understanding of how public finances work. And I'm sorry, my friend. You are not in the game. You are not in the game. Listen to me. Did you hear me say to you just now, United States, France, all the major countries of the world, economies of the world, run deficits, plan deficits. Did you hear me say that? Plan deficit. Planning to run a deficit doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing. Right? As long as you have accounted for your ability to fund your deficit and to manage the payments on your debt, it's no different. It's no different than what people do who have borrowed hundreds of thousands of dollars for homes. They borrowed $500,000 for a home. And their income is $75,000, right? What's the difference? They can pay the mortgage, they can pay for grocery and electricity and power and so forth and so forth. So that person is trying to bring into the picture something he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand public finances, and that's on him. I can't allow him to do that. If you think that people are stupid, ignorant, or incompetent who are running deficits in the world, it's only because you truly don't understand, perhaps, how public finance. Yes, you can run a surplus, and that's easy. The government of Obama can run a surplus if it wants tomorrow. Send plenty of people home, plenty of people. You can do that. Cut plenty of expenses, services, that's easy. But that wouldn't be good for the country. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, call them and listen to you.
Hey, Mr. Lane, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Hey, Joe. Man, you saw us, though. You had an extraordinary trip to Atlanta with the kids, man.
We We did. And, you know, we talked about it some more, but it was really... You know where we were yesterday evening? We were in Papa John's headquarters. You know these kids? These kids were in Papa John's CEO office yesterday.
Wow, wow.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, man, wow.
That's
a lifetime experience.
Listen to me. These kids met them out. You know when you're watching those commercials, Papa John commercials, and you see people eating them pizzas and stuff?
Yeah.
They met the guy who created many of them pizzas yesterday.
Wow.
It was an incredible trip, that's for sure.
Look, when you get yourself together, you gotta, you know, touch base on that. Because I like the whole idea and what you represented and, you know, the kids' reaction. You know, maybe it's been an hour on it, I don't know.
Yeah, we do a show on it, it's for them. Yeah, we do a show for it, for sure.
Mr. Lang, this is a quote, right? I'm not sure if it's by Albert Einstein or someone autonomous, right? But it says that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. You know, so I just leave that there, and you all have a good day, man.
All right, my brother. Are we doing the same thing over and over again, though? Are we? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. See, sometimes you would be doing the same thing, but you ain't doing it with the same people, you know. So maybe you aren't really doing the same thing, right? We say we're doing the same thing, but is that true? For instance, right, if you hire the PLB. You hired the PLB, but you didn't hire all the same PLBs. You hired one time Talinda was the leader, one time Christy was the leader, one time Davis was the leader. But never mind, but was it always the same thing? No. Ingram was the leader one time, and then leader one time. So different people bring different ideas, thoughts, skill sets to bear on their efforts. And so just because they ride in the same car don't mean they ride it the same way. Right? You could put two men in the same basketball uniform and you can get entirely different results. You put a fella in Michael Jordan basketball gear, don't mean you can get Michael basketball. So maybe we're not exactly doing Maybe. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our final break. You're listening to Steve Live on Survivor Line, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that
phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing, just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas, so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
No budget for a vacation this summer? No worries. We got you. Guardian Radio 96.9 will fly you and a guest to South Florida for a vacation of a lifetime. Our sweet summer escape gets you round-trip tickets on Bahamas Air. $1,000 spending cash, thanks to Percy's Island Games, brand new luggage from Brass and Leather, 4 days and three nights at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express Plantation. Free car rental from Hertz, too. All you need is your passport. We got you covered. Enter now for the Guardian Radio 96.9 Sweet Summer Escape. Fill out the form in today's Nassau Guardian and follow us on all social media platforms. Remember, you must be 18 or older to enter. Entry deadline August 12th, drawing August 14th. Taxes not included and certain restrictions apply.
Did you know that world-class medicine is just a quick flight away in Tampa? Tampa General is Florida's premier academic health system and one of America's top hospitals. Our global medicine program delivers advanced treatment options, assists with coordinating travel, and provides cultural support from a multilingual team. Discover the power of academic medicine at Tampa General's Global Medicine Program. For more, visit tgh.org/globalmedicine.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 Mar Talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to C9. I'm Shabab Ulang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for joining us for the remaining moments of the show. If you want in these last moments to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us on the Family Island on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, you explain things in a way a child could understand, but back to what you said, that politics blinds some people, and the leaders use that against them in a slick way, like never telling them the true story. Yeah, that could certainly happen. That could happen. This text, the Langlois government has moved the Bahamas away from fossil fuel, running off power companies to solar infrastructure. Why is that? Is it because we have interest in these fuel companies, as well as fuel companies funding donors to the politicians or political organizations? If African villages can have solar infrastructure, why can't we? I am certain $700 million can completely take us off of fuel. Well, I'm sorry, but you have a very simplified view of things, and I do. And I can tell you, I do not believe the answer is because politicians have an interest in fuel companies and all that kind of stuff. I could surely tell you that because at the time that I was in government, I don't know one single politician who had an interest in any fuel company, right? And we didn't come up with fossil fuel then. So that's not the answer. And trying to suggest that if a village could do that, a village in Africa, we could do it, no, that's too simplistic. Can we have more renewable energy in our energy system? Of course we can. And I believe the government is moving in that direction. Isn't an energy plan coming on stream? I mean, we can argue about the price and the cost of it. And I have some shows more to do on that. I don't believe. I'm skeptical. I mean, you know, The government of the Bahamas these days bandies around hundreds of million dollars like it's nothing. I mean, think about that for a moment, right? Road project in Exuma, $100+ million. Road project in Cat Island, or this project in Cat Island, $100 million. I mean, like, it's nothing. I mean, like, seriously? You know how much money $1 million is? So
So I am curious. I am curious about the valuations of all these big money projects, man. I am not, especially since they're not being given by competitive bidding. I am very, very suspicious of that. I'm sorry. I am. Right? Somebody I'd be able to say, well, you know, okay, we didn't do a competitive bid, but let me show you something. It'll help me figure it out, because I'm not convinced. But I think it's too simplistic to simply say, oh, $700 million can completely do this and completely do that. How would you know? That's me. Come on, that's not how we do sensible, rational assessments of things. You could say we should try to figure out what it is to do that. And you and I will be here for the next 100 years. The Bahamas will not be able to believe me on solar. You would believe that. That will not happen. So that doesn't concern me at all. That will not happen. See, that LNG thing is a ploy. I am in maritime and I know all the players involved. Well, the LNG thing is something to look at. I agree with you, it's something to look at. I'm not satisfied that all the facts are clear and straight on that island. So stay tuned. This says, great show, Mr. Lang. You're so engaging and intelligent, yet humble. Keep it up, and may God bless you and your family always. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. So I one of the things that we have to be careful of is we don't become immune to things that seem shockingly irregular. Because that could happen. You know, if somebody does wild and wacky things long enough, you start to think that's the norm. Or even if you don't think it's normal, you just think, well, you know, it's normal for them, so what you want me to do? And when people start throwing out hundreds of millions of dollars to you and hundreds of millions of dollars to you and hundreds of millions of dollars, at some point, you might start thinking, oh, well, I mean, that must be what it costs. No, I ain't gonna do that. I'm sorry. I'm not doing that. I'm going to remain curious about it, especially if you're doing things without competitive bidding. And we have far too much of government contract being done without competitive bidding. Far too many. I'm not saying none should be done. But you can't be the majority. You can't govern. If you are governing by giving direct awards in the majority, you are, in my view, governing poorly. You are not looking out for the Bahamian people's interests. You are not being cost effective. You are not seeking to be wise and prudential in the spending of hard-earned public monies. You're not. You cannot convince me of that. A government that is doing the majority of its awards by direct awards and not competitive bidding. See, think about this for a moment. The Prime Minister said during the debate on it that his government was pursuing anti-competitive legislation. Think about that for a minute. I want you to think about this for a minute. Why? Because he wanted to stop price fixing and collusion and these kinds of things. Well, if you're not producing, if you're not giving out contracts by competitive bidding, are you not going contrary to competitiveness? Are you not encouraging gouging, price fixing, and that kind of stuff? Think about that. Why would a government want to encourage competition across the economy, but not in its own behavior and conduct? How could that make sense? Doesn't. And that's why I remain curious about the extent to which the government has been awarding direct awards in the majority. I didn't say some can be, I said in the majority. The
majority, you simply just issue a contract. And these are not contracts for $50,000. These are contracts for hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, like money don't matter. That's strange to me. It says, how much is a fire truck? Mr. Lang, I'm not being funny at all. I'm trying to figure out some stuff. I don't know. I checked online and saw some fire trucks being sold. And it depends. It depends on what you outfit the fire truck to do. But I think I saw between $70,000, much as $500,000. So it depends, you know, on what you buy it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so glad you were able to join us here today. You've been listening to C-Live. I'm Shabaka Lang, your host. Lots of very nice to be back to your game. Tomorrow, y'all have a fantastic afternoon.
You're not alone. I love if you feel.